Hello, my name is Nicole Carlson, and welcome to Money Mindset and Manifestation for the High Performer. We talk about manifesting all the things, how to get a life where you have all the things. And I'm not just talking about manifesting money and manifesting our business and manifesting our soulmate and manifesting the health that we want. I'm talking about manifesting true happiness, true connection while getting all the things, right? Because I believe that your soul wants all the things. Your soul wants to go bigger, live bigger, be that person that you know that you are capable of becoming. So I know that to get that, you need to be connected to yourself, to your soul, to your desires. And that's what we're talking about here, because I've lived that life where I had all the things on the surface, the house, the husband, the money, the career, the cars, all the things. But inside, I just felt like I was dying. I had panic attacks, anxiety attacks, all these things, and I needed to heal from those things. So I want you to have it all. And I want you to be fully, completely fulfilled while having it all, because none of that's worth it if you aren't truly happy. So tune in and let's get started.
Hello from the Austin airport. In case you guys wanted to know what Austin Airport looks like, there you go. Now you know. Okay, so I'm hopping on late because, well, I just am. So I am on my way out of Austin. So excited. Going to LA, getting away from allergy season and turning off my notifications. I can find the button. Okay. Oh my gosh. So allergies had me so bad this week. And I was like, what's wrong with me? Nothing. Nothing's wrong with me. Just allergy season. What the hell? Oh, that's baggage claim. I'm like, what's going on back there? Okay. So I wanted to talk about this because this is such a big deal for so many people, and I lived with this for years and years, just always having this anxiety that I needed to figure my shit out. Time was running out. Oh my God, time is running out. What the fuck am I doing with my life? And now I realize, oh wait, well, I've realized this for a really long time, that time was never running out, that all that time that I was spending in anxiety about time running out was a message that my life is now, even when I didn't have it all figured. I'm not saying I have it all figured out, okay? But your anxiety about you have to hurry up and figure it all out, that's not really what the anxiety is about. And if you're on, say hi. The anxiety is about, hey, it doesn't matter if you have your life figured out. Your life is happening now, right? Whether you think you have it figured out or not, your life is now. And if you, is that me beeping? I'm like, what's that noise? If you have anxiety, it's your soul trying to tell you that now is your life. You're missing it. Not that you need to hurry up and get there. I know we think, we have these thoughts about, oh, we need to manifest our soulmate relationship. We need to manifest money. We need to get those six-pack abs, right? All those important things. But that's not really what that anxiety is about. Anxiety is telling you. It's a warning sign. Well, anxiety is always a warning sign, right? That well, could be a lot of different things, but it's a warning sign. So when anxiety comes up, it's actually giving you a message that you need to listen to. And it's going to be different for everyone. And whenever it comes up, you have to be able to listen to it, not stay in it, but listen to your anxiety, answer it and respond. A lot of times it's like, hey, do you have enough money to pay your bills? Right? That's a lot of the time what the anxiety is about, right? And it's a check-in for you to go check your bank statements. Okay, that's just an example. Now, it could be a lot of other things, like, hey, this guy that you're dating isn't right for you. You need to figure that shit out. Okay, anxiety could tell you that. Anxiety could tell you a lot of things. For me, in my 20s, it was telling me that my relationship wasn't right and that I needed to heal and that I needed to get out of software engineering. My anxiety kept getting worse until I did those things. And your anxiety is going to keep coming back to give you these messages. And what we do is we typically push that down and suppress it. But it's a message from our soul that something's wrong or that we need to check something. And now I still have anxiety, but it's not like before. Now when my anxiety comes up, I listen to it, listen to the message, go check my accounts if that's what it is, or show up on Facebook Live, or, you know, deliver a message, or, you know, whatever it is. I do that thing, and I speak to the anxiety and say, okay, we're good, you don't have to worry, da-da-da, I've taken care of it. But we always have this thing, going back to the time running out, we always have this thing like, oh, we need to hurry up and figure it out. Well, no one has it figured out. Nobody does, right? And you being wherever you are and having that inner peace. That's what figured out means, right? It means not being where you want to be financially and still having that inner peace because you're living today. Not being where you want to be in your relationship, still knowing that you're going to get there, but there's trusting that you're going to get there and you're enjoying the journey and living for today. Is that anyone's flight? Is that your flight? Is everybody on their plane? Okay, that was gate 24 if anyone wants to go. I don't know where they're going. Okay, so does this make sense? This is so, so important that you guys get this. Your anxiety is giving you a message. Go check your shit and live your life today. Basically, that's it. Now, if you're having anxiety all the time, there's in my 20s, I had a lot of shit to work out, right? And I didn't know how to. And if I knew about a coach, well, that would have saved me 15 years, right? 15, 20 years. And I didn't know about coaches, right? But if I knew, I definitely was in a place where I needed a coach. I mean, you guys heard my story. I was all over the place. So, what is it your anxiety is telling you to do, to check on, and are you living your best life today? And it's being okay with where you are and having that peace. And honestly, that's what I teach. And that's where you can be. That inner peace. Okay, that is it. Drop your questions, because I know this is a big one for everyone. I know it is. Okay, drop your questions, say hi if you're on the replay, which everyone who's watching will be on the replay. Say replay. And I will see you guys tomorrow. And I will be in LA.
Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me today. And everything that we talked about is over in the show notes, including ways that we can stay in touch. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and go over to the comments and leave me a little comment, because that would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys on the next episode.